Hi there, I'm Krish Saroy and welcome to the Sacred Wild Podcast. Each week I show you how to live your purpose and discover your own sacred wild spirit. On the podcast we explore the nexus point where nature, consciousness, leadership and activism come together. I talk with thought leaders to get their insights and wisdom about our collective transformation. I also show you how to own your power, give your gifts and make your highest impact on this world. So with that, let's dive into this next episode. Hey folks, welcome to another episode of the Sacred Wild Podcast. And wowza, what a busy time. How are you doing out there? I'm wondering how life is for you. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about the spring equinox and the rise of the energy. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it's a case of be careful what you wish for, because spring has gone nuts. There's so many things going on and it's a really busy time. I'll be honest with you, this is not the episode I had intended to record. I was going to do something around pH 360, which I will do next week. That I promise you I'll do that next week. But I woke up this morning super early, kind of like 4:30 a.m. And, you know, it's just the worst time, isn't it, to wake up. My brain was all over the place. My mood was kind of dour because my brain wouldn't shut up and I was kind of sleep deprived. And it's just the worst time to be thinking about stuff. But I couldn't get back to sleep. And I really found that my head was really trying to get its arms around everything that's going on, all the ideas that I have right now, all the decisions that need to be made, all the actions that need to be taken, all the conversations that I need to have. And there's just a lot. And I suspect from what I'm hearing from people in my life, from what I'm hearing from clients, what I'm hearing from you, is that there is a lot right now. And this is not even taking into account all that's going on in the world right now. And that's a lot. That just seems to be the phrase right now. It's a lot. And what I've really found was the more my brain was trying to get its arms around everything, the more that was affecting my mood. I was beginning to spiral this morning. And that's not really like me. I don't really spiral down particularly. And I don't really get that anxious. But I was finding myself getting all those anxiety things, kind of shortness of breath, my brain going at a million miles an hour, almost like by speeding up, my brain is going to suddenly be able to catch up with everything that's going on. And that's just not the way it happens, is it? And I was really feeling out of the flow. Now, one of the things here is I've actually had a really good friend of mine staying for a few days and, you know, took a few days out to really host him and step back from life because it's been so full on. But of course, the problem with that is at the moment you step back in, it's all there waiting for you. So I've been gradually working my way through it today. But the problem is, whenever you're just starting up something again, as you'll know, it's almost like launching a rocket. It takes far more energy to launch a rocket than it does to maintain kind of trajectory or orbit, as it were. And like coming back from holiday, it takes far more effort to get going again and sort through everything and trying to make sense of it and try to put some order to it. I was just wading through treacle. Very fortunately, I have a rather wonderful person in my life by the name of Martha. And Martha has been my accountability buddy from a program I did over 10 years ago. And we still check in all the time and really help each other get clarity. And as Martha was talking and was kind of talking about her overwhelm and all the things that are going on for her, and again, there's a lot, and it's a lot of it's good, a lot of, you know, there's other stuff that's going on as well. But what I was just hearing was the speed at which she was speaking and the speed of her mind. And my, as I was speaking to her, reflected exactly the same thing. And I suddenly had this moment of, oh, aha. The program that Martha and I met on was through a woman called Christine Kane, who is a coach. She's a business mentor. And we did her program many years ago together. And one of the concepts from Christine's program just sprung to mind, and that's the concept of open loops. Now, this is nothing particularly new, but it's something that when your brain is full of stuff, we can't hold lots of different conscious thoughts at the same time. So open loops managed to push its way up through my psyche, which was awesome because it was a great insight. I realized what was going on was we both had too many open loops going on. Now, what are open loops? Well, a little bit of neuroscience, as you may know, the brain is always, our conscious mind is always trying to complete things. There is this notion of Gestalt. It's a psychological concept that comes from Germany, and the idea is that the brain will always try to complete things. If you have an incomplete picture of something, it will try to complete the picture. If we have things going on in our lives where we haven't made a decision or taken action yet, the brain is always trying to effectively complete it or close that loop, as it were. The problem is the conscious mind is not designed to hold lots of information. It's designed to process information and make decisions on it. But I believe it's something like we can hold something like 2 million pieces of information that are coming at us any particular second that our subconscious mind can process, but we can only hold something like 9 to 11 conscious thoughts at any one time. So when you've got a to-do list that might have 30 or 40 things on it, when you get around to writing the to-do list, that's too many things in the brain. The brain doesn't have the space to process, which is what it's actually built for, at least the conscious mind, the neocortex. So what we have to do in that space, and what I, both Martha and I, have done now, is actually just written down the open loops. So the open loops are really all of those ideas that you have, those conversations that you need to have, decisions that need to be made, people you're waiting to hear from, personal items. It's really anything that's in your head that's trying to grab your attention. The way I kind of almost visualize it is I can almost see a nest full of chicks. And, you know, we're in spring, so there are probably like lots of kind of young baby birds being born, and they're constantly wanting food. And the poor old parents have to go off and find food and feed all of these mouths. And it's almost like those are the open loops. There are all these young chicks screaming for food and screaming for attention. Just by writing them down and dumping them out of your brain, like you would do with a to-do list, and just get it out of your brain, that's a really great first step. And I've got to be honest, by just doing that and just putting it down on paper, and for me, it has to be organic. I tried doing it with I use a to-do app on my Mac and on my iPhone called Things, which is awesome. It's really intuitive. It's really clean. But I like to go old school when it comes to this kind of thing. I just wrote it down with a pen and paper, and it just helped, you know, it takes away the kind of barrier to entry. It just makes it easy to just write down everything that's on my mind, or, you know, in bullet points. It doesn't need to be detailed, just writing down one bullet point per line, this, and this. So it's things like people I have to call back, texts that I need to write, you know, flights that I need to book because we've got some travel coming up, all of that kind of thing. Just getting them out just kind of created some mental space in my head, so I wasn't feeling like, ah! And that's really important, because when we get into that place of, ah, and our head is full, we can't make decisions. And that really is the gift of writing down the open loops. What it does is it gets all of that stuff that is clogging up the works of your head and puts it on paper in front of you, so that then you have the mental space to be able to start making decisions. And it's by taking decisions that we get into action, and that's what allows us to actually start moving forwards. I'm really minded of a quote by a really wonderful author that I love called Gay Hendricks, who wrote a book called 5 Wishes. He's written lots of great books, like The Upper Limit is probably his best known one. But in 5 Wishes, he said, the way to get the flow going in the right direction again is by completing any significant incompletion. The act of completing something, particularly if it has an emotional charge, is a remarkably powerful way to increase your abundance of love, money, health, and anything else that's important to you. Now, that sounds really big, but actually it can be quite small as well. When you've got all of these things on your open loops list, you can start to triage it. You can decide what actions you want to take. You can start to schedule things. you can actually start to shift the energy just by bringing that sense of control back by making decisions. And that's exactly what I've been doing. So now, suddenly, all of these things that were in my head that weren't actually just things to do, they were all sorts of things beyond things to do. But what I've now been able to do is turn them into actions. And I've been able to schedule things, and I've been able to use my calendar. And I just kind of have this sense of flow that's starting to come back. And essentially what I've done is, whereas it's felt like being in a rowboat without oars and the river has just been carrying me, which is an automatic way to feel out of control, it's like suddenly some paddles appeared and I just dug in the paddle and started to paddle in the direction I wanted to go in. And it's going to take a bit of effort to keep this going, but I just want you to be really real about what's going on right now in capturing the flow of life as it is and recognizing that life doesn't always go the way we think it's going to go. And all the things that are going on right now are by and large good. It's just there's too much of it. So by being able to grab my conscious arms around this and use a piece of paper to store that information, which is what was needed in the first place, I've been able to clear some space to allow my very associative mind. And what I mean by that is my mind tries to make connections between everything, which just leads me to be a little bit more crazy when I'm overwhelmed. It's allowed my mind now to start making decisions and start actually closing things. By making decisions, I might not have taken the action, but because I have made the decision and I've scheduled when I'm going to take that action, it effectively allows my mind to relax and treat that as a closed loop, which is exactly what I'm looking for. So there you go. That's what I wanted to share with you today. Just something that was really real and really live for me, and a brilliant tool that I learned many years ago from the wonderful Christine Kane. And I just want to say, if you have the opportunity to work with some kind of accountability buddy or something like that, it's a game changer. Martha has been an absolute game changer for me in that sense. So there's the final tip for you. If you have the chance to, and there's someone you can forge that kind of mutual relationship with, I would absolutely encourage you to do it. So with that, I'm curious to hear from you. What is the horizon like for you right now? Is it plain sailing, or is there a ton of stuff going on? And what do you do to overcome your sense of overwhelm in the moment and over time, as it were? And so with that, thank you for listening in. I hope you found that useful. And I really look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thanks for listening in, and bye for now. Thank you so much for joining me on the Sacred Wild podcast. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and got something meaningful out of it. And if you did, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. Those reviews really help us out, and they're what keep us here. Also, please make sure to hit subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and loved ones. And with that, many blessings, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Sacred Wild podcast. Bye for now.